Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I am your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you build a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and to the world around you. Today we're going to be talking about the final task from stage 8, which is connecting to others in the sense of seeing their truth. Now that's a superpower, to be able to look at someone else and understand their truth. We're going to talk about what that means and how to do it. Before we get started today, a quick hello to new listeners in Jakarta, Indonesia. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for this connection. We are so glad to have you here with us. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, anything at all, you can use the link in the show notes. Just scroll down there. That'll take you over to the community page at CatherineColleen.com, where you can use a little form there and send me your thoughts. Let me know what you're thinking. Let me know how this homework is going for you. What questions do you have? Don't be shy. I love it. And your questions will help others as well. Okay, so connecting to others, speaking of others, connecting to others and seeing their truth. So at this point, we are at the end of stage 8. And you've come a long way now, and you know a lot about the universal truths that drive all of humanity. We're all, as people, not so different. We're motivated by the same things. We're going through the same stages. So you know what? You understand a lot about humanity at this point. You've connected deeply with yourself, with the divine, or with your God or your deity, with Allah, with the Tao. You've connected with your reality as well. And you've connected to others in terms of their needs. We did that back in stage 4. We thought about the needs of others, and we played a role in filling those needs. And you may have thought about others possibly in terms of sexuality, and certainly in terms of seeing their humanity. Now, this was something that we did before. Seeing others' humanity meant we see that they are cracked and flawed and fragile and beautiful and wonderful and all the same things that we are. Each of us is all the things, and so we saw their humanity. Now it's time to see their truth. Seeing their humanity is a little bit different from seeing their truth. The truth is they're human, yes. But there's more to the truth than just that. To see their truth is to see their reality in this moment, in terms of their motivations, their intent, the real reasons behind their actions. And this is a fantastic power to have. So when you next see a friend or a family member, somebody you like, we're going to start with people that you like. I want you to consciously connect with them. Have the intention to connect with them. I want you to reach out your energy toward them with the intent to connect. This is basic person-to-person connection. I want you to consciously open yourself to them. Reach out with your energy towards them with the intention to connect. I don't think this makes you vulnerable. I get this question sometimes. Doesn't that make you vulnerable? I don't think so. But if you've had a different experience, use the link in the show notes and let me know, because I want to hear about that. So you're reaching out your energy towards them with the intent to connect. And when you do, I want you to just ask, not out loud, but ask internally to be shown their truth. So what you're doing here is you're putting yourself in their shoes energetically. You are imagining what it's like to be them. But when you, while you're imagining what it's like to be them and sort of internally sort of pretending to play their role in this world, you're actually putting your energy in their space. And so when you do this with this connection, you're going to get a much deeper understanding than if you just mentally put yourself in their shoes or mentally imagine what it's like to be them. You are, in this case, energetically imagining, you're using your energy to interrogate what, to explore what it is to be them, with the intention to see their truth. And when you do this, you're going to be able to feel their current emotions and their state of mind. So their current emotions and their state of mind. This is their truth. And if you can see their truth, then you can see their heart, that is, their intentions. If you can see that, you can see their humanity. You can see what stage they're in at this moment. And you want to practice this. So let me give you an example. And you can get to a point where you can do this online as well and not actually have to be present with people. So let me give you a little example. I was online the other day. I got a message from someone who asked me to come to an event. That's not weird. That happens a lot. And so I chose to do this. Now, I have never met this person in real life. Never met them. But I reached out with my energy towards them using the profile photo as a stand-in. With wanting to see their truth. So the intention to see their truth. And it was very clear. There was insecurity about the event. There was some worry that the event might be underpopulated and that this might look bad. There was overall worry that this was an expansion of some sort. This was a move out of comfort zone of some kind to even have this event, and there was a lot of concern there. And as a result, it was making this person act somewhat salesman-like, like a used car salesman. Hey, when can we get you in this thing, right? And it just felt disingenuous in some way. So I did what I usually do when I feel like I'm dealing with someone who's being a bit flim-flammy. That's a terrible word. Maybe I'm not seeing their best self. So I was like, okay, I'm going to make this go away. I'm not going. I don't go to events anyway. Not without being paid. So we'll get this guy to go away pretty quick. So I sent him my fee schedule for attending. And as usual, that gets a pretty quick response in the, holy crap, oh my God. I mean, no, it's just like a thing and nobody, you know, we're not going to pay to have you there. Well, of course not, so go away. But I was right on the money. When I did some digging around, I found that they were trying to expand events into this general area, that this was new. And it's hard to get something new up and running in an area. But it was a very clear picture to me that my name and my resume were going to be exploited for marketing purposes for this event. So seeing that truth, it was, you know, it's a quick no, and you get out of there as fast as you can. No, thank you. So being able to see somebody's truth can be a way that you protect yourself. But, so a couple of caveats here. When you do this, you may see something you don't like. Because people's truths are not always nice, and they're not always pleasant. But sometimes they are. Sometimes they're amazing. So you're going to open a box, and you don't know what's in it. But when you keep your energy out there, you're also keeping it out there in a protective sense, protecting you as you observe what's in the box. It's like, let's just open the box and see what's in it. There might be a beautiful soul with wonderful intentions, and you will know it. There might be absolute evil, and this is totally rare. As rare as Mother Teresa. Most people are in between. Most people are going to be a mix of good and bad, a mix of hope and needs, worries and insecurities, accomplishments and joys, and it's all mixed up in there. And you want to see it all. So it's not going to be a simple answer. Humans are not simple. You're not simple. I'm not simple. We are complicated creatures. And the answer that you're going to get is a complicated sense. It's going to be like an art piece. It's going to be like a painting with lots of different colors. And I'm not saying you're going to literally see colors. Some people do. But you'll just automatically understand them and know them at a level that you couldn't possibly because you just met them or you've never met them. Or if you're doing this with a dear friend or a family member, you might be surprised because you think you know what their truth is. Maybe you don't. And this is going to help reveal to you what they're not talking about. This is one of my favorite exercises. Now, you want to train on this. This is a skill that involves a lot of different things. You're almost certainly getting cues from their face, from their body language, from chemical signals that they're giving off. But you're also getting, I'll call it energetic signals. I believe we emit far more information from our bodies than we actually are aware of that we're emitting in different frequencies that we're picking, that we can pick up. So practice this for a while. You know, you want to test it to see if the information that you're getting is any good. Be compassionate and careful as you test this, as you test what you're getting, because it can get awkward if you're not careful. So I want you to try this same technique. So let me review the technique. You're going to be open your thing. Imagine an open heart, open presence. Reach out with your energy towards them with an intention to connect. This obviously means you're not on your phone. You're not distracted by something else. You're focused. Look them in the eyes. And internally, ask to see their truth. You might say, inside your own head, what is your truth? What's going on with you today? How are you feeling today? And what you're going to get is sort of a state of mind and a set of emotions. And then you got to pick it apart. But like a painting, it's all there at once. And you just have to learn to kind of see all the different pieces. So I want you to try the same technique as you pass strangers on the street. So this is sort of, I guess, speed reading. It's one thing to sit down with a friend for an extended period and have plenty of time to connect and read them. It's a little tougher to walk down the street and have a stranger passing you, and you literally have about 2 seconds to get a read on them. This would be the advanced level of this. So work your way up to strangers that you pass on the street. Now, when you do this, you do not need to stare at them. If you're sitting down with a friend or family member, you have good reason to be looking them in the eyes for an extended conversation. But when you start reading people on the other side of the coffee shop or walking down the street, strangers, if you start staring at them, it's going to get weird. Don't do that. Don't stare at them. What you can do this with a glance. You kind of glance in their direction. And then energetically reach out and connect with your energy. That's enough. Now, if they do catch your eye and they recognize that you just glanced at them, they happen to glance back at you at the same time, because they are going to get the sense, even if you're not looking at them, that somebody is interrogating their energy, basically. You're going to get that same feeling as if, I think somebody's staring at me, even if you're not staring at them. So if you do catch their eye, just smile and send them peace, send them joy, or whatever you feel that they need. And you can do all of this as you pass by. So let's talk about what that looks like to send somebody something while you have this channel open. So you are receiving information about their current state of mind and their emotions. And then you can send back along that channel something positive. If they're feeling insecure, you can send them confidence. If they're feeling sad, you can send them comfort, compassion, joy. If they're nervous, you could send them peace. And that's also very fun to try. Give positive gifts to the people that you are reading. Now, just because you can see people's truth and see their intentions does not mean that everyone you meet will be kind. There's always going to be people in earlier stages who can't see your humanity yet, because remember, that came later, quite a bit later. And people who cannot see your humanity might do you harm. But if you can see the truth of their intentions and the truth of their hearts, then you can protect yourself. So be aware, especially as you become more altruistic, as you get into later stages, this also makes you a target, and you do need to protect yourself from... There's a really good book called Dangerous Personalities by Joe Navarro. Great book. Very important read. And it's going to train you. That book will train you on how to spot dangerous personalities. But your creep. What it's really going to do is it's going to train you to trust your creep radar. Because your creep radar is real, and you need to pay attention to it. And this exercise is going to hone that radar in a really good way. But so by connecting with each other in this way, you can better understand each other. You can better protect yourself. You can better help those in need, all at the same time, all with the same technique. And no, you're not reading minds here. I think that we project our intentions and we project our state of mind openly. I think that we can't help sending out a signal to everyone around us, declaring our truth. You're just learning to tune into that and connect to that channel and send something positive and helpful back. And this is particularly helpful because many people hide their pain and they hide their challenges and they suffer in silence. And if you can recognize that, you can offer to help. You can encourage them to talk, or you can simply send them caring and compassion. So have fun. See what good you can do with this. And I know everybody out there in the sales world is like, hot damn, this is going to be the best thing ever for my sales. Yeah, it probably will. Yeah, it will. It's going to be the best thing for any of your relationships, whether it's your business relationships and so forth. Please use this for good and not evil. And as you do, let me know how it goes. Use the link in the show notes and send me your thoughts and ideas and your stories. I love to hear that stuff. So that's quite enough homework for this time. Get out there and start practicing. Get good at this, and you will be so glad that you did. This is going to help you to help others in an awesome way. It's also going to help you to protect yourself. All right, thanks for joining us this time. That's enough for one day. And until next time, I'm wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.